Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lincoln Fire Chief Dave Engler joins me for Lincoln Live. Chief, it's always good having you in on the conversation, and thank you for doing that again this morning.
Yeah, it's great to be here. We missed last month, so it's time to get caught up.
And we're going to talk about cardiac arrests here in Lincoln. The CDC says of 365,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in this country, 9 of every 10 happen either at home or in a public place, and that someone sees it happen almost half the time. So what if that was your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter? Asking that question to listeners, you would want someone to help. And here in Lincoln, they do about 70% of the time, which is significantly higher than most other cities. The likelihood of surviving decreases by 10% with every passing minute. And from the time the chief and I began this conversation until now, it's been about a minute. So it passes by quickly. What's the cardiac survival rate here in Lincoln, Chief?
Well, in Lincoln, we're really proud that, and I'll give the 2020 statistics, but we had a 35% cardiac arrest survival rate, and the national average is 29.2, so we're well above that.
And more than just surviving, let's get a little more into that. It's not just surviving the event. I know there is a desire for the paramedics, the dispatch, the people who take the individual directly to the cath lab at the hospital to have this person return to, as much as possible, their routine lifestyle.
Yeah, in those numbers, we don't count anyone that isn't able to live a normal life, walk out of the hospital and live a normal life. So if someone has some sort of a deficit that prevents them, they may be alive, but prevents them from walking, talking, doing all the normal things, they don't get counted in that statistic. And I think that makes the statistic that of 35% a little bit bigger than what it seems on the surface.
Absolutely, Chief. And again, that's 35%. That's better than one of every three people having a cardiac arrest here in Lincoln. What factors go into that hugely high success rate, Chief?
Well, this is a team effort. So it's not just Lincoln Fire and Rescue. It's it starts with people that call 911 and then, you know, the dispatchers that help people who don't know CPR, give them instructions to perform it. And then in Lincoln, you know, oftentimes LPD carries the AEDs or automatic external defibrillators, and they may be patrolling the area and they're able to arrive quickly. So we have a great partnership with them. And then Lincoln Fire and Rescue's EMTs and paramedics, quick response. I mean, quick response means everything. So that's an important part. And then once we turn things over to the hospital, great hospital care here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I want to give a little bit of a plug right now to encourage everyone to download an app called Pulse Point, and it will alert people to a cardiac arrest in a public place. So it won't send you to a private home, but if you're in the vicinity of a public place and can start CPR, it alerts you and lets you know where the nearest AED is. These are things in Lincoln that save lives. And so this is really important. And then on top of that, on our end, Lincoln Fire and Rescue, we train on cardiac arrests all the time. And if it wasn't for that training, we wouldn't have nearly the success. So our people are well-trained and we take this very seriously because it is life and death. And that's really the recipe to success. It's a team approach.
Chief, you and I were both here when Pulse Point became a thing, when it became available in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I remember at the time, Police Chief Cassidy said, it'd be great if we could get X number. and it was in the thousands. Yes. And the first time there was any calculation of use, it just blew that number out of the water. And that just goes to show what kind of people live in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, the number of people that have it, and hopefully as a result of this radio show, we'll be able to get a couple more people on it. But, you know, it's great to alert people. And then the side advantage of it is, as you can see what Lincoln Fire and Rescue is doing. It shows the calls that we're on, and you know, if you want to monitor the traffic accidents, you can just try to stay away from those and keep traffic flowing. So there's a lot of advantages to the app just besides alerting you to cardiac arrest.
Yeah, you can get pretty nerdy with it.
You can.
I have to admit, you can listen to police, sheriff. You can even listen to, and I've done this when I've traveled, you can even access Oklahoma City. You can access Minneapolis, St. Paul. You can hear what's going on in a lot of cities. But if you want to get nerdy about what's going on here in Lincoln, you can mine down into that here. Or if you just want to, if you know CPR and you just want to be of help, you can just use it for that sole purpose.
Yep.
I want to turn listeners to LNK-TV. We have a good partnership with LNK-TV. I host a conversation about every month for Lincoln Fire and Rescue. And Dr. Jason Krueger, Lincoln's EMS medical director since 2011, joined me for the most recent show, along with Neil Detlef of St. Paul, Nebraska. He had a cardiac event here in Lincoln in May during a wedding reception. And Neil tells his story, and Dr. Krueger offers his insight in greater detail than Chief Engler and I have time to. LNK-TV, one of the city's government access cable channels. And Chief, you've seen that conversation. Dr. Krueger is just amazing. In such a calm way, he's an amazing man.
He's a great medical director, and he works very closely with our paramedics and EMTs. And you know, I kind of left him out when I talked about the team approach. We wouldn't have nearly the successes that we have in Lincoln if it wasn't for Dr. Krueger's involvement.
He asks questions. He wants to know, how can we improve? What can be done to get better? And as long as we have the Dr. Krueger's and the EMTs and the paramedics and you as fire chief and those people on the street, just average citizens, we're going to get that number up. So Lincoln is a good place to have a heart attack. Fire Chief Dave Engler joining me. An LFR recruitment period starts up in a couple of months. Chief, talk about September seminars for people who are interested in getting hired.
Yeah, it does. We're trying something new this year. We're trying to encourage more people to apply for this great career. And in September, we're going to be holding some seminars for people interested in learning about a career in the emergency services. This will be posted on our website if it's not already, but it's going to be September 17 and 18th from 10 a.m. to noon at Fire Station 14 in the Highlands. And then on September 24th and 25th from 10 a.m. to noon at Fire Station 15 at 66th and Pine Lake Road. So we're hoping to have some interested people come and learn about our great career, and we're going to talk about the career and then walk them through the hiring process so they have a good understanding, because it's not your typical walk in, fill out an application and walk out with a job. There is a process. It's a little bit lengthy, but for good reason. But we want everyone to understand the process and get involved in it.
In particular, it would be great to have a female turnout, women who are interested in the public service field. Nationally, about 35% of new EMT recruits are female. Paramedics, it's about 23% of new recruits. And women are just as capable as men to be an EMT, to be a paramedic. So what do you see as reasons that fewer females become EMTs and paramedics, Chief?
Well, I think a little bit of it has to do with just there's EMTs and paramedics, and I think a lot of them that are interested in the medical career tend to get into the nursing and that sort of thing. In the fire service in 2020 nationally, only 4% of career firefighters were female. Now, we're lucky in Lincoln that we're currently at 11%. But what we want to do is we want to encourage more females to apply. We have a it's a great place to work. And I think traditionally, females in society in general sees this as a male occupation. And that probably was the case years ago. But we're starting to see some great females jump into the fire service and do great work. And so hopefully if you're out there and you're thinking, hey, I need a career change, that you'll consider Lincoln Fire and Rescue as such. And we'd be happy to have you at one of those seminars and talk a little bit more about this career.
Well, Chief, the female firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics that I know, it would be a privilege to be able to have them attend to a need of mine. And I wouldn't hesitate a bit to have any of the female staff of LFR a rescue or put out a fire. As I said, women are just as capable as men to do these jobs. So women, if you're thinking about changing careers, if you have an interest in medicine, an interest in, if you got a big heart, you want to be a firefighter, provide that kind of public service to our community, how can they reach out? Where can they go first, Chief, before September comes up for those seminars?
Well, what we want them to do is attend the seminars, and then we're trying something new this year. We're going to match one of our female employees with them as kind of a mentorship. And it's not to give test answers or anything like that, but more to help them through the process, to answer any questions that they may have, and to just have a friendly face that they can contact and as they go through the process. So that's something we're excited about doing this year that we're hoping kind of leads to more female candidates.
We're going to leave you with that invitation again to turn to LNKTV, one of the city's government access cable channels, and continue listening to this topic that Chief Engler and I have found ourselves talking about today, and that is that Lincoln's cardiac arrest rate is among the best in the country. Chief, thank you for everything you do. Time goes by quickly every month when we get together.
Yes, it does, Dale, and thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. Fire Chief Dave Engler with me this morning on Lincoln Live.